Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back to a little baseball right now. Very excited to have on the program our next guest, former great Major League shortstop and World Series winning manager with the Chicago White Sox. Joining us here on 97.3 The Fan is Ozzie Guillen. Ozzie, how are you doing, sir? Very nice to talk with you today.
Thank you much. I'm very excited. Very excited because I know you guys give me the opportunity to talk to people, and very excited too. I know I don't talk to people for a little while around baseball. Even I'm in baseball with doing TV and doing a lot of radio thing for White Sox and nationally with ESPN. But I'm out of uniform, but I'm still in the game.
Yeah, well, let me ask you, I mean, would you love to get back into managing? Would you like to get back into managing, or is it something that you haven't even thought about?
Well, I will love. I love it. I love it. You know, I mean, since, 2003, I never had an interview. And then when I got the job with the White Sox, it was the only interview I have. Because when I went to the Marlins, I got traded. Then, you know, they make a trade for me, and we sit together and make a deal, and then, it's my first time since I left the Marlins. Everybody thought I don't want to manage anymore because the money I was making, or they don't know if I was making too much money or I was interested in go back to managing. But the first five years with the Marlins, I could have been managing because obviously they're going to pay my salary. And it was a lot of things involved with the money and have another job, and then I figured out to go back to ESPN and work a little bit of baseball out there, and I think it was great. But after that, it's just I feel kind of weird because it seemed like I was punished for something with no reason, I think, because
yeah,
it has been 7 years and nobody give me a call to see how I feel.
Ozzie, what's going on? First of all, Tony Gwynn Jr. here, man. Good to talk
to you.
Buddy?
Great talking to you.
You too. You just mentioned it. Last time you managed was 2012. It's not that long ago, but the game has certainly changed a lot, it seems like, from 12 till 19. Where do you see yourself fitting in today's game? Because it certainly seems like the environment that you and I were in coming up, where the manager was kind of the end-all, be-all, it seems like it's much more of a group effort now from the front office down into to that managerial spot. How do you see yourself fitting in today's game?
Oh, I think I'm great. Obviously you learn. When I was managing, I was, 40 years old, my first year as a manager. And the first opportunity that I have, and I coaching, I was 30-something years old, 36, 38. Nowadays, you got to get into the game, get in with the game. Because, a lot of people say the analytic, all this stuff, we always have those numbers. We always have the scout report. We all have that. Now it's better and easier. For me, I think it's easier because you're just managing players. It's not easy. People think, well, you manage, you got to manage a kid from Puerto Rico, a kid from Dominican, a kid from Venezuela, a Japanese kid. It's people with a different environment, different family, different type of life. But I think be away from the game. I grew up a lot. There's no doubt about it. I grew up a lot. I know how things are going now. Going from the front office. But by the way, I just talked to Ron Gardenhine and Jim Lee a couple of days ago about it. And I talked to Bobby Cox before he got sick. And he said, well, the game, I think the game's easier now because you prepare yourself better.
Right.
And you know, prepare yourself better. Before it was a scout report. Now you got the scout report plus the analytics, plus numbers around, plus when when is a good thing about it. I think you have to put those things together, but in the end of the day, you got to go out there and give your best, your players the best, talk to them, and make sure those guys show up to the ballpark every day and do what they're supposed to do, play hard, have fun. You know what? My only thing in my life is win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I find a way to win. It's my priority thing. And make my players be happy, number one. But in the meanwhile, show them some responsibility about we playing to win. I know nowadays, even in the past, you know what I mean? When I was a player, you know, a lot of people paid for the contracts, obviously. Nowadays, if you don't win, I don't think you're not prepared for it, because I think you really, really have to prepare for it. You have to adapt the old school game with the new school game. And when you put this thing together, before it was the general manager and the assistant GM and maybe the few people from the minor league, now everybody had to get involved. But everybody had to push, push in the same rope and push it with the same scenario. And what scenario I believe is just to win games. And I'm very competitive, very, very competitive. When I come from, you know, a lot of people say, well, it was easy. You know what I mean? Because I got the opportunity, I take advantage. The one thing about it with my players, a lot of people think, wow, the only one thing about baseball, believe me, I'll have more friends playing for me than enemy.
That's a good thing.
Definitely.
Yeah, because I get, you know, I mean, JD, all those guys, maybe two, three guys hate me. I don't blame them. But in the end of the day, my friendship with my players, it was very important. But in the meanwhile, I was taking the players the best out of my best out of the friendship, because they know how they have to do stuff, not how it's Aussie way.
Right.
It's not an Aussie way. It's an organization way, from the minor league all the way to the top. And everything starts from the owners all the way down to the bottom, to rookie league ball, because you never know. I used to be told my players, hey, listen, guys, I love you. I love everyone in this room, everyone. But the difference between one guy to another is every 15 days you got different paycheck. I be respect. And room for everyone. I was like a kind of father figure. I tried to be that way. I will fight for my players, but in the meanwhile, they have to understand, and the front office have to understand, I'm in the middle, the two big tower, players and front office, and we put everything together and make yourself comfortable to it. I think everything it should be worked out, because I think right now, I think it's easier to manage now when I watch it came from a distance. And I watch every game. I have to watch every game. I think it's a little easier right now, because you got all the numbers out there, all the production out there, everything you need ready right in your face.
Ozzie, real quick, what do you think of this Padre organization? What have you seen from this Padre team? Obviously, they got a lot of good young players. Tony and I have nominated you to be a contestant for this job. I mean, I think you'd be a perfect fit in San Diego. Is this something that would appeal to you if they called?
I love it. To me, it will be a privilege.
Yeah.
Not because it's San Diego Padres. I grew up with San Diego Padres. I grew up with Tony Gwynn, rest in peace, in that era with John Kroc, the Alomars. You know, I grew up in that organization. I grew up with, you know, with the general manager, he was Jack McKeon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My roots is out there. When the people believe in myself was from San Diego. I was 60 years old when the guy from San Diego Padres gone to Venezuela and take a risk, and the skinny, crazy kid go to United States and wear that uniform for a little while. I never thought I would get traded, but they have my man. Well, they're lying to me, because they say, you're going to be our next shortstop. You are the guy. And all the song, I played 7 years with the White Sox, and you know who is the shortstop? Gary Tempest still played for them.
Right. He was pretty good, yeah. But you were good too.
Yeah, but they told me you're going to be our next shortstop. But 7 years later, Tempe is still playing. But I love it. I think they got a lot of talent. They're young. I know Hosmer. I know Machado. I know Tatis. That's the guy I got. Well, obviously, when you name those guys, you say, oh, well, you naming the superstar. But I know those kids. I was a kid. Machado, I know his family. Machado playing my team in Miami, because my son played with him. And in the travel team, and it's all this thing. It's a new. I love when I have kids with talent and kids you can push them the right way. Because sometimes, you know, when the plays go wrong, it's somebody's fault. I understand that. But I think you got to push it the right way. Talk to everyone, individual, to everyone before spring training starts, and go out there and see who they are, what they do, what they're going to expect from me, what I'm going to expect from them, what we should be expect from the front office. And you know what I mean? I think the group of kids they have there, they are fun to watch. You know, I watch Washington TV all the time, like, wow, my God.
Yeah.
You know, Hosmer. By the way, Hosmer, when I was managing the White Sox, I see Hosmer played, Hosmer playing in Miami, and I was a scout. I was sitting there watching my kids play, and I called Kenny Williams right away and said, Kenny, we have to sign this guy playing first base. He can pitch. And Kenny, first question, he said, who is his name? I said, Eric Hosmer. He said, Ozzy, don't worry about it. We don't pick it. We're not going to pick first. And by the way, who got it? Kansas City. I said, oh, you have been great scout, but you scout the good ones, right?
Right.
But, it's easy for me because I speak two languages. Even my English got a little bit better, so I started working on TV.
Sound good.
You cannot compare when I was managing 40, well, I'm 55 right now. And the only thing I got, I think, I feel guilty, I feel bad. I don't know, very sensitive because I want to manage it and nobody mentioned me and nobody even talk about me. And I see guys, I say, okay, they're going to go a different way because a bunch of young kids coming up. I love that because baseball cannot stay with the same old goats. But and mention names, and I don't hear anybody. I think San Diego Padres, hopefully. He'd be the first one ever called me last 8 years. And I don't know why, because everything I do is to win. Everything I got in myself is a winning attitude. To me, winning is the best thing. It's a manager or coach or front office people or owner. You got one thing every day.
Yeah.
It's a W. Players can go 4-for-4. Players can throw 8-inning shutout. They happy. We happy for them. But in the end of the day, if you don't win, it's a tough feeling. Believe me, I play with good teams. I'm coaching good teams. I'm coaching bad teams. I manage good teams. I manage bad teams. And one thing about it, and I guarantee you, I will do everything I can to get the best out of my players, because you will know or notice in baseball about how you play, how your team play. I mean, I feel proud when somebody say, how do you like to play for Ozzy? I love it. You talk about 90% of the players, and sometimes say, hey, how do you like play for us? I hate him. I hope he dies.
Well, there has to be a couple.
But that's part of the game. That's part of the game. But the good percentage I have,
yeah,
it's just because they know I was fighting for one thing, and it's competition. It's competition. It's winning. Winning attitude. When we show up, you know, uh-oh, there we go. Look at who's coming. White Sox. Let's beat them. You know what I mean? It's just. Another day I was watching the World Series, I almost started crying because I couldn't remember all this stuff happened, because when you manage it, you don't have anything in your mind. It's so many stuff around you. And I said, wow, I never thought I was that good.
But you were great, man. I mean, yeah, unbelievable season they had 2005, Tony. He went 11-1 in the playoffs, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was a great run. Hey, Ozzy, I wish we had more time, but, hey, man, we're going to keep pumping your name up around here. I hope the Padres give you a call. I hope it gets you back in managing soon, because baseball needs you. Thanks so much for the time, and best of luck.
Thanks, Ozzy.
Thank you, Tony. Take care, guys. Hopefully I have a call there, and if they call me, I will be on your show to say – They got me or they don't.
Perfect. Yes, you have to break the story on our show. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.